Shh, don't scream. Don't scream. It's just me. I'm going to take my hand off your mouth and step away from you now, okay? Yes, I snuck in through your window. It wasn't that hard when you have that tree right next to it. You really should consider locking that thing, Princess. Hey! No need to throw things. Look, I just came here to talk. I swear. This isn't becoming of a gentleman. Weren't you the one who once told me that, and I quote, a pig would fit into high society better than you? Well, I'm so glad you stand by your words. But really, I just came here to talk. You're wondering why I came here. Well, you weren't at the library this morning, so...
Stop throwing things at me!
Okay, okay. I'll be serious and get to it. At least I still can't get anything past you. I know you have an early morning tomorrow, what with your wedding happening. That's actually what I came here to talk to you about. I'm just going to be blunt. You can't marry him. I said you can't marry him. No, I'm not joking.
It doesn't matter why, Princess. You just can't marry him.
Since when do I care? Since when do you go along with arranged marriages? Yes, I know an arranged marriage worked out for the new king and queen, and they're happy, and now they have a kid on the way, but do you really think you'll get that with him? You've never been one to take chances like that.
It doesn't matter, you know why.
Isn't it enough for you that the man who annoys you the most in the world is concerned?
You can't marry him because he's not good for you, and you know it.
Ah, oh, don't give me that, Princess. I've known you for the longest time. There's no way you don't see it. Yes, I know it's a good match for your family, but is it good for you? Because ever since this courtship with him started, you've been... different. Are you really gonna make me spell it out for you? Fine, I'll tell you. It's probably best we sit down for it. When I mentioned you weren't in the library this morning, it wasn't just a stall. I really did notice you weren't there. Nor have you been there for the past few weeks. Forgive me for being so bold, but I highly doubt you just didn't feel like going. I know it's your favorite place in the world. Besides, we still hadn't finished our argument on Shakespeare. Yeah, you've been busy. With him. Another thing, you haven't been spending any time with your friends. Yes, I know you just said you've been busy, but that's not what Mabel said. Yeah, I ran into your best friend the other day, and she actually asked me about you. She asked me if I had seen you lately. Of course I hadn't. She told me that he's been refusing invitations for you. No explanation, Princess? Usually you'd be arguing with me right about now. Why, yes, I am being annoying on purpose. Look, my point is that your engagement has brought about changes in your lifestyle that you would never have tolerated. You always abhorred the idea of a husband controlling his wife the way your betrothed seems to be controlling you. No, I don't like this change in you. Because... there is one more thing. Your smile. It used to shine so bright on the cloudiest day, but now... it's as if there's an eclipse that just won't pass. I'm sorry. This was a mistake. I don't know why I came here. I'll leave you be. Can you just let go of my arm? We can forget that I broke into your room and ranted like a lunatic about your impending marriage. You're not letting me go until I finish, are you? Of course not. Well, have you ever wondered why I call you princess? I'll admit it originated as a way to mock you. But as strange as it sounds, you really did become a princess in my eyes. What I would say was high maintenance is actually you holding yourself to a certain standard and refusing to settle for less than what you deserve. What I would say was shrill is actually you constantly standing up for yourself and for others. You refuse to take any bullshit, and I didn't realize until later that it both infatuated and attracted me to you. Yes, princess, attracted. It was strange and a little horrifying, especially when I realized I didn't like the new you. I actually missed you. When your engagement was announced, all those things that made you a princess to me disappeared. You disappeared, only physically showing yourself when he was also present. What I really want to say, princess, is that I want you. All of you. And I was too stupid to realize until it was too late. If you love him, if you can brutally and honestly say that you love him, I'll leave. And I won't bother you ever again. I'll take the silence as a yes. Sorry for barging in. I'll just get up and... Princess? Should we really be doing this? I know, I started this. I shouldn't have. You're getting married tomorrow. But the way your body is writhing against mine... Fuck it. Take off your clothes. I want to see you. Oh God, you are the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life. You taste exquisite. Do you like my lips trailing down your neck, princess? I'm guessing you do with the way you're moaning so scantily for me. All along your collarbone. All along your shoulder. Back up to your jaw. And when I nibble on your ear like this, ticklish there? My, the things I'm learning about you. Galore. Well, as you wish, princess. Your breasts are so heavenly in my hands. So perfect. I don't know why it took me so long to see it. And your nipples, already so stiff. Ready for my mouth to just... And they taste as good as they look. As much as I love hearing your moans, we don't want anyone to hear you now, do we? Don't get me wrong, I still love how you respond to my touch. May I keep going? Thank you, my princess. Just lie back and let me pleasure you. Feel me kissing your body. Belly, the divine curves of your hips, pads. You're just so wet and swollen between your legs. I know, it's sensitive. It's why I'm being so gentle. Just these small circles around your shy little nub. Your clit. Yes, I paid attention to the day you ranted about anatomy to me. I wasn't just arguing for the sake of arguing, you know. Now that I can use that to give you the pleasure you deserve. You like that, princess? Yeah, would you like more? Why am I doing this? I just want to make you feel good. Is that wrong of me? And I think you're going to like what I'm about to do next. Every needy hole to your hot, swollen clit. I could just suck on it forever. Oh, the way you're squirming and trying to keep quiet, it's adorable. Grab my head and pull me closer. Show me how good I'm making you feel. Oh, you are close. Yeah? Then go ahead. Be rough with my hair. Let it go, princess. Just let it happen. Keep coming for me. Keep coming for me just like that. Oh, you're so good. You taste so good to me. Taste how delectable you are. What I wouldn't give to worship you like this day and night. Well, I do suppose I am bursting for my trousers now, aren't I? Don't worry about me. I know we shouldn't. You insist? Well, I might have an alternative. Lay on your side. I'm gonna take these off and hold you from behind. This way I can kiss your beautiful neck and slide my cock between your delectably wet thighs. Ah, fuck. You can feel how hard I am just from giving you pleasure. God, you feel so tight. Does that feel good, princess? Squeeze your legs together again. That's it, princess. Grind against me. Grind against my cock. Take your pleasure from me again. I think I have to confess something, m'lady. I started dreaming about this at the first time I saw you in town with him. I honestly thought my psyche was playing tricks on me. But the more I saw you with him, the more I just simply desired you. I was a fool, a jealous fool, knowing that he could have you, but I couldn't. And now look at us. He doesn't challenge you. He doesn't excite you. He doesn't fucking love you. Yes, I love you. I know I shouldn't, but I do. You don't need to reciprocate. All you need to do is just focus on coming on my cock. Grinding your needy little clit against my shaft. Well, go on. Go on, princess. Keep going. Let it out for me. That's it. I can start to feel your juices around me as you get closer. I'm gonna come all over you. Turn around. Fuck. Thank you, princess. I don't think words could describe that whole experience. You're so beautiful. You all right? Good. I could stay in this moment with you forever. But I know we can't. I was too late. And you're still going to go through with this wedding tomorrow. Listen, I'm not expecting anything from you. I know this isn't a fairy tale where you can simply just leave him and we ride off into the sunset. I would never want you to risk your reputation and honor if it weren't completely true. But just know this. You deserve better, and you can receive better. I'm not saying that it's necessarily for me, but I would try my hardest to make you happy. I promise. And if you ever change your mind, you know where to find me. I love you. I'll see you around, princess.